I read about half your article today. The article I teased is Jake. Jake is the Mavs writer. A Mavs writer at D Magazine. So D Magazine now not only employs our leader, Jim Schutz, but his follower, Jake. And they got a lot of new sports stuff going on. It's a new venture for them. And they thought they'd build it all on the back of Jake. And you want to make your case on the air? Could the Mavs win it all this year? This year?
Yeah, sure. I heard Norman Donovan making their picks the other day, and Donovan had the Mavs in the Western Conference Finals, and we've gone over title odds. I think most betting houses have them at 10th or 11th for title odds. And I personally think that's low, because it's really tough to look at what the Mavericks did last year and extrapolate it for this year, because they had such a weird stop-start season. You know, 8 games into the year, getting on the plane in Denver after a big win, they got hit with COVID. And for the next 20 games, over a month, they were without, for most of these guys the whole time, but a few of them for all of it. So you had Josh Richardson, Maxi Kleba, Dwight Powell, Dorian Finney-Smith, and Jalen Brunson. That's 5 of your top 8 or 9 last year. They went 9-11 during that stretch. They were terrible. You know, big losses to good teams, bad teams alike. They were a mess. But after that, when they got everyone back, they went 34-17 over 51 games. That's not a fluky sample size. And 34-17, that sort of pace over a full season, that's like 53 wins. And during that stretch of 51 games, they were 5th on offense and 19th in defense.
And was KP hurt a lot during that?
So during those 51 games.
Or at least a fair amount?
KP played 33 of those games. And in those 33, they went 23-10. That's an even better clip.
Yeah. So they were 11-7 in the other ones.
Right. So 5 on offense, 19 on defense. That is the mark of a good team, a fun team, an exciting team, but that ain't going to cut it. Because if you go back through the last, I looked at 15 years, 15 years of champions, you got to be top 10 on offense and defense. There's only been 3 times that a team was outside of the top 10 on one side of those categories, and in all 3 cases, they were 11th. So you go back to like the Mavericks title year, they were 8th on offense, 8th on defense. If you want to win a title, you have to be top 10. The Bucks last year were 6th on offense, 10th on defense. So they've got to get better defensively. And we're tired of hearing Jason Kidd talk about it all offseason, but he's talking about it for a reason, and it's because he knows this team can get offense pretty easily. And the only way they have a chance at being a team that when you go into the playoffs is viewed as not a, ooh, sneaky, dark horse, could surprise you, but a team that you look at the brackets going into the playoffs and say, this is one of the 5 or 6 teams that has a chance to win it, you've got to sniff the top 10. And for the portion of the season last year, again, where they were healthy, they were 19th. I don't know that they can be top 10 this year. That would be pretty remarkable, but I think they can get up in that 12-13 range and still be elite offensively. And if there is one thing we know about Jason Kidd from an X's and O's standpoint, it is his defense. Their defense is going to look different this year, because the Mavericks under Rick Carlisle kind of played a, I would best describe it the way we talk about football defenses that are bend but don't break. You know, when you see teams trap Luka and try to create him into some sort of frenetic hurry and he's make him throw bad passes, the Mavericks never do that to anybody under Rick. Kind of just stayed back. Kidd doesn't play that. Kidd dials up the pressure. He's their defense will immediately tomorrow night look different to most people who watch Mavs games. Now, to play Kidd's defense, it's physically taxing, it's emotionally taxing, and you've got to be long and you've got to be quick. And the whole thing will not work if KP cannot live up to his end of the deal defensively. It all starts with him. He's got to be able to get from one side of the lane to the other in the blink of an eye for this whole thing to work. But if it does work, they can be better than they were defensively last year when they were healthy. And if they are, then they're pretty close to a contender.
Yeah, that KP thing is the big deal because they say, like, last year he was way different than he was the year before when he first got here. And even early in the season, I think. In fact, yeah, it's a weird bit because I was reading some Iztok Franco articles, you know, preparing for him to join us, which he will on the show today, the Mavs writer from Slovenia. And he noted how the starting lineup that the Mavs are going to employ was terrible defensively last year. The one with Powell and KP.
Yeah, anytime those two were on the floor together last year, they were literally the worst defensive pairing of any two players that played heavy minutes in the whole league. But what's weird is that if you look just 1 year before, they were really good.
Those two, when they were out there?
They were good enough. They were above average. But just 1 year later, last season, it was floodgates with the two of those guys out there.
So are they kind of like the Cowboys, that you just want them to have an average defense because offensively they're so good?
Yes. It feels very similar to me. And it also feels very similar in that Dan Quinn runs a way different scheme than Mike Nolan did. Kidd runs a way different scheme defensively than Rick Carlisle did. And some of the players are different. You bring in Bullock, who's going to get heavy minutes. Sterling Brown's going to get heavy minutes. But the biggest thing that Kidd is adding from a personnel standpoint is a mobile KP. And if the Mavericks get the KP that they had defensively in 18, or in, I guess you would say, 19, wow, I'm so confused. In 18-19, and the offensive one they got in 19-20, that's an all-star. And if you've got that out there, you can be good defensively. And if this team is good defensively, I look at the rest of the West and I say, why not?
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.